Well, hello people. This video is without any alcohol at all. Blimey, I better be careful. And if you look at the thumbnail, what a sweet angelic person that is, and what a sweet smile. This person is obviously an angel. There's not one bad bone in her body. Yeah, that's not quite correct, is it? It's just a persona that Femons have created for thousands and thousands of years. Doors open and people stop looking with a sweet smile. I don't know whether you've noticed, but in the papers and in the news, more and more Femons are being caught out doing bad things. Oh, I know, they're all in power now and they're just copying men, of course. Poppycock. The difference is that people are actually investigating Femons now, looking at them a bit differently. And they're finding out who they actually really are. When you get past the makeup and the tits in your face, you see these Femons who are prison guards who are having sexual relationships with the prisoners, the male prisoners. Femon school teachers having sex with his students, underage students. Do you honestly believe that this just sort of started? Of course not. It's been going on forever. They just weren't checked out before. And now we see that Femons are running scams, stealing money, found out to be lying about the big things, found out to be cheating on their husbands and their boyfriends. Of course, this only happens since they've been freed from the patriarchy. Not a lot of crap. It's just that Femons are starting to be put under the microscope like men have for hundreds of years. And it seems like the Femons are just as bad as the men. Even worse, in most cases. You see, Femons are all about creating this fake persona about who they want to pretend to be. Femons don't like taking responsibility, and generally they feel no remorse, and have hardly any compassion. Except maybe for the most important person in the world, which is them. You see, Femons forgot. Now they want to be all empowered and they don't need no man. They have no protection anymore. And they're getting caught out in their scams all over the place. And every time it happens, some man, some young man somewhere, will be awakened to the Femon nature. But of course they're still entitled, though. They commit crimes like a man, but only get half the sentence. And they still don't take any real responsibility. And they seem to be quite happy about being in the patriarchy when they only get a quarter of the sentence a man would get. You don't hear them complaining about that. For a lot of men out there, it's very hard for them to accept the real true nature of a Femon. That it could be so opposite to the persona they project. And I saw the real true nature of a Femon when I was a very young man. Of course, it took even me a while to accept it. It was the deceits and the lies that I had hard trouble with. That any person could actually be like that. Well, of course, there are some decent Femons. But if you think of them all as being the way I said, you are slightly protected. To a degree. Yeah, sugar and spice and everything nice. Couldn't be further from the truth. Take a look at this thumbnail and this Femon on our wedding day. Everything's fake and false. Right down to the white dress. This Femon ain't no virgin. I know her personally. You take it easy, guys. And remember, you are always the target for their next scam.
We are gathered here today to perform a ceremony to join two people together. A legal binding contract, more like. But let us take a moment to remember a good old Ginge. Lost, but not forgotten. Especially by those people in that schoolhouse that day. Ginge's heroics saved their lives in that schoolhouse. He gave his life so that they could live. We salute you, Ginge. Are you a cowboy?
That's right. A real tough cowboy. If you have any problems with me being here, I can always fill you full of lead.
Everybody's welcome here.
You look like a bag of shit.
I understand you're going to forgo the ring giving and cut the middle person out and just give her a check.
Yes, that's correct.
Very romantic. Let us proceed with this farcical tradition. Do you, the insignificant male, promise to obey and be controlled by this important female? To believe everything she tells you, without question, even if you know she broke wind and blamed it on the dog?
I do.
Do you, the important female, promise to make this insignificant man's life complete turmoil every minute of every day, and to treat him like a hired car from Avis that you're very unhappy with all the time?
Or do?
Aye. You may now give her the check.
Oh, darling, I love your money. Oh, I mean, I love you, honey.
I now pronounce you a pressed male, an entitled female. You may kiss the entitled female, though she may have you charged afterwards.